Hello and welcome to the Tracy Sandler Show, brought to you by Fevo. You guys, my voice making progress from the earlier in the week Justin Bieber concert. Not quite there yet, but I think we're getting better. Hopefully next week we'll be back to normal. Next week is a pretty big week, and not just because of my voice. Next week is a big week because the new league year in the NFL starts on March 16th at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific time. However, on Monday, March 14th at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific time, free agents can start negotiating with prospective teams. It has actually already been a pretty big week in the NFL. But before we get to that, ladies and gentlemen, I have some exciting news for you. In case you missed it, baseball is back, baby. After what seemed like forever, Major League Baseball and the Major League Baseball Players Association have come to an agreement, and we will have a season. May I get a round of applause? Yeah, that was just me applauding, but I'm really excited about it. The season will begin on April 7th, or is set to begin on April 7th. It will be a full 162-game season, and here are some of the changes that you will see in the CBA. There will be 12 teams in the postseason, so that feels like a lot, but more baseball the better, so that's fun. Universal DH. So that is very interesting. Would love to hear what you guys think about that. Tweet me at 49ers Fangirl. Very curious to hear your thoughts on that. Doubleheaders will be back to 9 innings. They had been changed to 7 during COVID. And we say goodbye, adieu, to the runner on second to start extra innings. Bases will be clear. Honestly, you guys, I don't think it did anything to make the games faster anyways. These games still went on forever and ever and ever and ever. So, that being said, I love baseball, so I'm down for it. So happy baseball is back. Your girl here loves the Dodgers. For those of you who do not know that, I am a full-on Dodgers fangirl. We will be debuting some new segments on the show with baseball. So let's get excited. Football may be over for this season, but basketball is in full steam for both pro and college hoops. From all the latest odds, totals, player performance props, to where the next fired coach is going to land, BetOnline is the number one spot for all your sports betting needs. Head over to the website or use your mobile devices to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get started. And it's not just basketball. BetOnline is your source for hockey, boxing, and UFC odds right to the Olympic coverage. It's the best in the business. From sports right down to your favorite Vegas casino games, BetOnline is your number one online wagering destination. BetOnline, the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports and play your favorite games. BetOnline, where the game starts. In the meantime, much football to discuss, my friends. Let's start with earlier this week and quarterbacks. So, Aaron Rodgers staying in Green Bay. Not a big shocker here. I would have been much more surprised if he ended up going somewhere else. He stays in Green Bay. The Packers also franchise tagged wide receiver Devontae Adams, which makes a lot of sense because pretty sure Aaron Rodgers wanted himself Devontae Adams with the Packers next year. So Aaron Rodgers stays in Green Bay. Blockbuster trade, Russell Wilson to the Broncos. That was a surprise, mainly because, I should take that back, it wasn't a complete surprise because Russell Wilson has somewhat wanted out of Seattle for a while, and it's about time. The Seattle Seahawks are in a bit of a rebuild. So it wasn't a huge, huge surprise, but blockbuster trade. Off he goes to Denver. Now, it has been a long time since the Denver Broncos had themselves a true quarterback. Let's be honest. It's kind of shocking how bad the quarterback situation has been for them. But this is a very big deal. The Broncos have got to be super excited about that. The Seahawks also releasing linebacker Bobby Wagner. So really the end of an era in Seattle, like very major end to the Legion of Boom, the Russell Wilson years. And that was, in a lot of ways, I'm not going to say a dynasty because it was one Super Bowl, and Super Bowls are really hard to win, so I don't take that away from them. But it is definitely very much the end of an era in Seattle. So it'll be interesting to see where Bobby Wagner ends up. Still good years left in that linebacker. And I think there are a lot of teams that are really going to want to have him. So that also means Russell Wilson leaves the NFC West. We'll get to that in a bit. Goes to the AFC West. The AFC West quarterbacks at the moment: Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, Russell Wilson, Derek Carr. That is not a bad foursome. One could say it would be like the Fab Four of quarterbacks. So that is a pretty big one. That being said, there are rumors about teams interested in Derek Carr and perhaps the Raiders trading him. So more dominoes to fall. I'm going to talk about that in just a little bit. Carson Wentz, the Indianapolis Colts, traded him to the Washington Commanders. This will be interesting to see how it works out. I do believe that quarterback Carson Wentz, the one who played so well in the Eagles Super Bowl year, of course, ended up getting injured. Nick Foles is the one who ultimately led them to Super Bowl victory. That being said, I believe that Carson Wentz probably is in there somewhere. We just haven't seen him in quite some time. So maybe Washington, because that seems to be an organization where people go to thrive. But you guys never know. I feel like I have high hopes for Carson Wentz. I want him to do well because I think it's good for football when the quarterbacks that we want to be good are good. I don't know if that made a lot of sense, you guys, but let's go with it. Before I get to more quarterbacks, namely one James Richard Garoppolo, Adam Schefter of ESPN, at the time that I'm recording this, reporting that Khalil Mack will be traded to the Los Angeles Chargers, which means the Chargers will have Khalil Mack and Joey Bosa on that defense. Teams may never score again, but that becomes very interesting. And you have to wonder for the Chargers how much of this had to do with Russell Wilson joining the AFC West, because as I mentioned, that quarterback group is pretty epic. And the Chargers very much fell short this season. Obviously, they wanted to go to the playoffs. They kind of full on chargered, but they have, as I mentioned, Justin Herbert earlier, an incredible young quarterback, a lot of weapons, and they've had an incredible defense. Khalil Mack just, I think, takes them next level. So that is going to be interesting. And that also means Khalil Mack returns to the AFC West, as he was, of course, an Oakland Raider before getting traded to the Chicago Bears. That's, of course, where they were in Oakland, not in Las Vegas. Don't want to confuse anybody there. All right. Now it's time to talk about the 49ers quarterback that we've all been talking about for quite some time. I know there have rumblings. Will Jimmy Garoppolo stay in San Francisco? My feeling is absolutely not. As soon as they made that trade last year for Trey Lance, it was clear that Jimmy Garoppolo had 1 year left in San Francisco. If you guys follow me, you listen to this podcast, you guys know I have the utmost respect for Jimmy Garoppolo and think he is an incredible quarterback. I'm going to need to take a quick water break here, guys. All right, I'm back. So the question is, where does he go? It was announced the week of the combine that he will, you know, had to have surgery on his shoulder. If you guys remember, he hurt his thumb in the game against the Tennessee Titans on December 23rd, played through that all season, only missed one game. And then in the Dallas wildcard playoff round, hurt his shoulder going down, trying to protect his thumb. All of this on his throwing arm. Pretty incredible that he still got the 49ers the NFC Championship game. I know those last several plays were pretty bad, and that last interception was not great. That being said, there were many other things that went wrong in that game. And again, playing through those injuries on his throwing arm, pretty incredible. So the way I see it, the way we all see it, there are a lot of teams that need a quarterback now. Indianapolis needs a quarterback. I know there are rumblings that they may be interested in Derek Carr. Should that happen, the Raiders need a quarterback. The Seahawks need a quarterback, though I can't imagine the 49ers are going to trade Jimmy Garoppolo, their division rival Seahawks, but one never knows. There are teams that need quarterbacks. Pittsburgh needs a quarterback. Though it's interesting, Pittsburgh is actually really where I thought Jimmy Garoppolo was for sure going to get up. Pittsburgh is where I thought Jimmy Garoppolo was for sure going to end up. Then, of course, I had thought about Denver. That's out. I think Indianapolis now makes a lot of sense as a landing spot for Jimmy Garoppolo. I could see him doing really well there. Nice little reunion between him and DeForest Buckner. Yes, they're on opposite sides. I mean, you know, Buckner is a defensive lineman. Jimmy Garoppolo is a quarterback. But you know what? it's always nice to have people that you know on the team. So that's the thing. And then, I don't know, it'll be interesting. Now, of course, with the Raiders, if they were to move on from Derek Carr, Josh McDaniels, Jimmy Garoppolo work together a lot in New England. Also makes a lot of sense. The possibilities are truly endless. Not endless, but there are a few of them. I still think it's between Indy and Pittsburgh. Time will tell. I imagine this trade is going to get done sooner rather than later. This is being recorded on Thursday. At the time of recording, Jimmy Garoppolo has not yet been traded, but those are my feelings. It has to get done pretty soon. So we shall see how this all plays out. Talking a little bit about Trey Lance, and I know I said this earlier this week and I've said it before, the talk of him not being ready. You guys, it's March. He probably isn't ready right now, but he's going to have an entire offseason continuing to learn the playbook, continuing to learn that Kyle Shanahan offense. I know I sound like a broken record, but I still look at the difference we saw in him from his first start to his second start. I think the ceiling is very high. I think this changes things in that offense. And again, no disrespect to Jimmy, because as you guys know, I have the utmost respect for Jimmy. So that's kind of what I got for this Friday episode of the Tracy Sandler Show. This one is what I like to call very snackable, very digestible, short and sweet. You guys, feel free to let me know what you think of these episodes. Do you like having a shorter one? Do you also like having a longer one? Are there segments you would like to see? Like I said earlier, we're going to be adding in a few segments here, and I think that's going to be really fun. And in case I haven't mentioned it, you guys, baseball is back, I believe, on the day this episode comes out. 27 days until there will be baseball. Can you tell I'm excited? Because I'm super excited. Go Dodgers. I know a bunch of you guys don't like that, but we're going to have baseball, baby. All right. We are brought to you by Fevo. We are brought to you by Bet Online. Thank you for joining me today, and I'll talk to you later. Bye, all.